Okay, we're going on with Misman Reshim Mdalad. We're moving into very complex and important halachas that have to do with sanctifying our Shabbos and keeping our Shabbos kadosh, and in terms of not using goyim, making sure things don't get farhesia goyim doing malacha for Jews and Shabbos. So once again, I'm going to give over what the Gedolei HaPosim said from the Svarim HaKadoshim that we have, and one thing that I forgot to mention in the last simin was Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis over there, that everything we're talking about here is only has to do with a goy doing malacha for a Jew. So all the heterim that we have, that's only for a goy, obviously. Any time is going to be involved with a non-religious Jew. Someone does not keep Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. One has to be obviously all the more careful not to ever, ever let a Jew ever do malacha for him on Shabbos. All those things are kavachomers, and for sure there is no heterim for allowing a Jew to do malacha or have any part in a Jew doing malacha on Shabbos for us. So once again, all these things you have to make sure that we're talking about over here is goyim, not by non-religious Jews. Okay, so Simin Reish Mem Dalet. Once again, these are very important dinim, as we'll see. In a second, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Yud. Before we get, over here we're dealing with the what we discussed last time. We talked about the Risus last time. We talked about Schir Yom, and we talked about Kablonus. Okay, so we talked about Schir Yom is always going to be usher to hire a Schir Yom on Shabbos, to hire someone to do work for you on Shabbos and pay him for that Shabbos. That's always going to be usher. So that's for sure going to be usher. We learned the halachos of Arisus, where it's a daik to Nashi Avid. Now we're going to be learning more of the lachas of Kablonis. Kablonis, we also said, is really when you hire out a guy to do for you work, a specific job. But you a specific job that could take months sometimes, it could take years sometimes, or it could take a few days, or it could take even a day. All these are din of Kablonis. You're paying for the job, you're not paying for the exact time. He doesn't have to do it in a specific time. You're paying him for a specific job. That's what a Kablon is. Okay, so the people who are going to fall into this category are mechanics and tailors and shoemakers and cleaners. All these people are Kablonin. You're paying for doing a specific job. You don't pay him for the time they're going to do it. You're paying him to do it. You give him your clothes to the cleaners. You pay him to clean your clothes. Okay, you give your mechanic your car to the mechanic. You give him to fix your car. Okay, those are all Kablonin. Okay, and a kablan that we call in Hebrew, kablan is usually a contractor that we're talking about, is someone who builds your house. Okay, the contractor that builds your house, that's also a kablan. He's paid to build your house. So that's really what this Indian number we're discussing over here. Okay, and so over here, by kablanis, as we said last time, there is no problem of nechze kashliach in most cases. The reason being is because once again, it's a daiti nafshi achi avid. When a guy does work for you and does his job for you on Shabbos, he's not doing it for you because you told him to do it on Shabbos. He's doing it for you on Shabbos because that's the time that he chose to do this work. Okay, he has to get this job done. He's doing this job done in order to make his money on this job. So when he chooses to do it on Shabbos, he's not mechze kashliach. He's doing it a daiti nafshi achi avid. But however, the problem that we're discussing in the simon is the problem of marasayin. When a guy is going to do work for a Jew on Shabbos, so it's a problem of marasayin. When is it a problem of marasayin? So, first of all, this problem of marasayin is not just a stam marasayin. This is a very, very chomer tikavayim marasayin. If you look in our simon, in Siv Kon Yud, it brings on a Sefer Chassidim. Mishra Brosik on Yud Lahaniach, Ita B'Sefer Chassidim Simen Shimem Ches, Maisi Ba'adam Echad Shesachar Ni Yudu Lignos Beito B'Kablonos. He hired a guy to build him a house, Bikablonis, which is only a problem of Marasayin. Vaya ina hu de bodim Shabbos. The guy was building it on Shabbos. Vayu mitzrami malav lo chashos lekach. They were yelling at him. He didn't care to tell the guy to stop doing it. Velo ayu yami muatim shol nishar akarka lolo velo lazaro. And so something happened to the house. Something happened to the whole land that there was no more of it, and he lost out his whole land. And there's a very similar maisa brought down from the town of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's brought down also in the Sefer of Lamatap Alachos, that around the year 1800, there was a large fire in the town that Rabbi Kiva Eger was a Rav, and much of the town that the Jews lived in, many of the houses were burnt down. So they obviously had to hire contractors out to build these houses. Once again, it was only a problem of Marasayin. They made announcements to the Shul, make sure they make Tanayim with the Goyim, that they are not allowed to build on Shabbos. And everyone listened to this tonight, that they said in the shuls, except for one guy. He was the president of the shul. He was the richest guy in the community, and he wanted his house built fancier. And he wanted his house built first before everyone else's. He wanted to move it back into his new house, so he didn't want to be mevater any days of the week, and he wanted them also the building on Shabbos. And the Rebbeim got up in shul, Rebbe Eger got up in shul, and yelled and screamed about it, and to no avail, he did not help. And the president's house, this president who did not listen, his house was the first to be built, and it was the most beautiful house out of all the houses. And all the houses there were built with by the same contractor, with the same wood. Just happened to this guy, but this house, he would let him build it also on Shabbos. And it says that not before a long time, all of a sudden, when the president of the shul was living in his house, one of the beams of the house fell, and they came in to inspect what was going on, and they told them, so unfortunately, there is some type of rotting going on in your wood, and your whole house is going to fall down. Okay? And everyone was, the contractor was all in wonderment, how could this be? He used the same wood for this person's house as everyone else's house. How is it possible that only this person has it? But the Jews of the community knew very well what exactly was the cause of his house becoming rotting, not like the other houses. So this is a very chamor isser, this Meir sign. So we have to magdir when it applies and when it does not apply. Okay, we're talking about the sanctity of Shabbos over here. We're talking about the kedushas of Shabbos over here, and therefore we have to understand these dinim. So there is a chiluk between davar mechubar versus non mechubar. Things that are metalkal and things that are not connected to the ground, there's less of a problem Meir sign. And anything that a guy does bekablonus and he does it in the guy's house, that is all going to be mutter. Things that are mechubar lekarka, not because it's mechubar lekarka, but things that are mechubar lekarka, things that are connected to the ground, building a house, or anything to do with the house, all those things are more mefursam that this is the house of a Jew, and therefore anything that's going to be connected to the ground, there's going to be a problem, there's going to be iser of maris ayin. Okay? Kistam mechubar avikilu yaduah mufursamet shish al Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kadin Hey. Okay, we'll see these dinim inside in 1 minute. He says, "The stam mechuber havikilei yaduah mefursamet sheyishal Yisrael." But if you once again, if you hire a kablan out to do something that's not mechuber lekarka, then it is mutter for the guy to do it in his house. That's the heter why it is mutter for a cleaner, his mechanic, tailor to do all their work, even though they might do it on Shabbos. It is a heter gomer, so long as we mentioned last time in Siman Reish Ben Gimel, so long as he's not give it to him 1 minute before Shabbos and ask for it right after Shabbos. So let's see the din over here in Siman Reish Ben Dalet. Posek masna imaina Yehudi al malacha v'kotzitz damim. You set up with him to do a malacha for you, a certain job for you, because then you tell him the price you're going to give him. V'ayina Yehudi osa b'latzmo, and he does it for the guy. He does it for himself. Even though he's going to do it on Shabbos, mutter. It's going to be mutter lagamri because of the date of Nashi Hachi Ovid. It's mutter. But medvarim amurim bitzina. That's only going to be mutter when it's done bitzina. Shein makiri nakol. Shizo hamalacha nasbis Shabbos shal Yisraeli. That's only it's done in privacy where people don't really know that this is the malacha being done for a Jew. Avim hayta yedua mufursemes. But if it's known, it's mufursan, it's done for a Jew, aser. Because the person sees that the guy is working for the Jew, does not know that he was cut to some damav. He's going to think that he's a schir yom. He's going to think that he's being paid for the day. He's being paid to do it exactly on Shabbos. And therefore, it's a problem of marasayin. Lefikach, therefore. Haposik imehine Yehudi leave no slow chatzero kotlo. If you're posik doming for the guy to build you a chatzer or a wall of your house, oliksar lo sadeo, or to cut your field, to garden your field, o im haita malacha b'medina b'tochat chum. If this malacha is being done within the medina or b'tochat chum Shabbos, aser lo laniach lasos lo malach b'Shabbos. It's aser for the Jew to allow the guy to do this work for him on Shabbos. Minei haroim sheini yodim shepasek. Because the people who are going to see this, they do not know that he's posek damim with him, and therefore it's 100% aser for him to do these. Now the Ramah adds in not only if it's going to be in the tchum where Jews live, but afilim dar bein ayinim yehudim. Even if this Jew lives only amongst goyim, liyish lochosh laorchim abayim sham olivnei beso shiachshdu oto. You have to be choshesh that orchim are going to come and see that's going on, and or you have to worry about his nei bias. They're going to be choshed. You're going to be choshed over here that this guy is doing things b'schar Shabbos, not doing it bekablonis. V'im hayta malacha chutz l'tchum, if the malacha is done chutz l'tchum, v'gam ein acheres b'tol tchum shel makom she'osim bo malacha, and also that there's no other city in this tchum that they know anything about this malacha, meaning Jews, mutter. Then it will be mutter. So according to the Gedder of the Ramah told us both, whether when it's in the tchum, or even if it's out of the tchum shas, but the Jew, this Jew who's paying the goy, lives amongst the goyim, that's going to be aser. But if it's none of these cases, it's in a goyish neighborhood, out of the tchum of the Yehudim, and this Jew is not living there, then only then, when it's santhi mechubel lakarka, then it will be mutter for the goy to do. Ve'ena Yehudi shehichnis son shal Yisrael l'dir sadeyo, ayin mekaman simen taf kuf lamed zayin sif yedalad. So what comes out over here is, like we said before, that things that are not mechubar l'karka, things that are mechubar l'karka are more mefursam and yidua, and therefore if it's in the tchum of Shabbos, or the Jew is living amongst the goyim, then it is usr for the goy to do this malacha, meaning it would be usr for a kablan to build a house among where the Jews live on Shabbos, because he's a kablan, and it's mar sein that maybe people think he is a schir yom. Okay, all this they'd be usher. But as opposed to things that are more metalton, like the mechanic, the tailor, the shoemaker, all those dinim, all that is going to be mutter because those are only metalton, and therefore it's less of a foursome, and therefore you're allowed to give these things to goyim to fix for you on even though you know they're going to do it on Shabbos. So one thing is that this heter that we said that outside the tchum, and if the Jew is not living them, that is also not even plushy. Because Rav Neventzel points out that nowadays in Dibur Masel Chutz, he says, Tzarech imim, Tzarech iin, im izmaneinu kaimet ha-kala shal chutz, ha-kula shal chutz l'tchum, mi-achash ha-metsuim chilonim yotzuim al-chutz l'tchum. Since nowadays, there's so many non-religious Jews who travel on Shabbos, unfortunately. So therefore, they have a problem that they will travel to this place where the guy is building it for the Jew, and they're going to think it's a schir yom, and therefore it'll be usher because also maris ayin even that. So maybe that would only be applicable for someone nowadays. Maybe he's building a summer getaway home somewhere where goyim live, or maybe a factory or a mall somewhere out in the boondocks that's done for Yisrael. That might be a problem of building it on Shabbos because of what Rav Neventzel is saying. Okay. So all this, what we said, is poshid if, in a normal case where kablanim, we use kablanim, and people have a chashash that people are schirio. But one might ask, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and we'll see this in a second, is that might be only in a place where people actually build houses with schirayom, that they hire workers on a daily basis to build a house. But nowadays, that's not such the case. The case nowadays, you hire someone, you hire the architect to build your house, you pay him one set salary, you pay him one some club money to do it over a set period of time to do this task. No one does things out schirayom. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this over here in Siv Kodin Zayin. And in Bir Lacha also, this long Bir Lacha, O Liksor Lo Sadeo. So he actually brings down the Machlokas Rishonim, when if Rov is done out Kablonus, then there's Machlokas Rishonim, whether you could rely on that to allow and to get rid of the problem of Marasayin, since the Rov is done Al Yidei Kablonus, and there people wouldn't be Choshish for Schirayo. So Lemaisa Rav Berkowitz pointed out that we're Machmer when it's only Rov, but Rav Berkowitz says it's one step better nowadays. Nowadays it's not Rov. It's all houses that are built are done Al Yidei Kablonus nowadays. They're all done. No one pays someone a daily salary to build your house. It's no such thing. So over there, that is Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah, over there in Sikon and Zayin, five lines before the end, it says, Yesh Mekilin, it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sheish Mekilin Bezeh, Keshaminen Kol Ha'ir Bikibolis. When the minig is the all of the Kibbolus, I guess the mice of Rabbi Akiva Eger that was brought down, we said before, I guess that in his time it was not all were done on the Kibbolus, all were not done with Kablanim. Nowadays they're all done it. And over here, Rabbi Akiva Eger said it's mutter. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, though, if you hire architect, but then you hire schir yom, it would not be mutter because then there are going to be workers who are schir yom. But that's not the case nowadays. Now you don't hire the workers the schir yom, you hire the architect, and the architect. And the architect goes, and he hires the schir yom. So you have nothing, you have no involvement with the schir yom. Only the architect has involvement with the schir yom. So the Chora over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and it's the Maskana of the Bir Halacha also, at the end of that Bir Halacha, He says Alvi Maderch, end of on page Hey, the end of that first Berelocha. It says Alvali Maderchu Tomid, Shein Balabayas Yodea Klal Mikolasek, Rakshu Socher Haandrikal. He was is Socher the architect. Va Andrikal Matzo Darko Liskorli Famisir Yom Tachtav. Two havis that gam came bichal kablonis. That's all kablonis. That's not a problem of Maris Ayin, even they're saying. And therefore, it should be mutter legamre nowadays when someone has, when it's always done al yidei kablonis. Okay, that should be what come out of the din. And I've heard that Rebbeim who mutter al pizeh that the kablonim goyim can build a house even for a Jew on Shabbos since Rov, and since all are done al yidei kablonis. However, Rav Berkowitz did point out that in Eretz Yisrael it's a little different, because number one, you have to be choshish for Jewish workers. But number two, he pointed out that many of the kablanim themselves build the buildings nowadays. And therefore, they're hiring themselves the schir yom. So it is done al yidei schir yom. So it could be in Eretz Yisrael it's different. But in Chutz La'aretz, rubam the rubam, if not all of them, are all done al yidei kablanas. And therefore, it should be mutter. The only thing, sanctity of Shabbos, sefer on what's mutter and aser to do with goyim on Shabbos, writes, it could be a problem of Zilzul Shabbos. And therefore, he says, maybe not to do it. However, I was at Rav Nevensal's house tonight. You should have a Refuah Shleima. He has a little infection. Rav Hashem is not Hashem. You should have Refuah Shleima. Pesel Shar Cholei Yisrael. And we pushed off this whole shir for an extra week in order so that we could talk to Rav Nevensal before the shir to get things clear. Rav Nevensal told me, Kmo, the Maskan of the Mishnah Bura, that if it's all Ayidei Kablonis, then it is mutter, and therefore it should be mutter to hire a guy to even to build your house on Shabbos. However, once again, everyone, this is something that has an effect on a whole community and a whole city, and therefore you should definitely, before anyone goes and relies on any kludar, should definitely talk it out with their local community rabbi before someone goes ahead and does meisim that could affect their whole community. But that is what comes out mikra adin that should be mutter legamre nowadays in places where all are done al yidei kablonim because there's no problem of marasayin. Once again, everything should be mutter if it's dvarim shemetaltlin. Kablanim should be mutter. There's no problem of marasayin over there. So then the tailor, the mechanic, the shoemaker all should be mutter. And even if the tailor, the mechanic, the shoemaker tell you that I am going to fix it for you on Shabbos, it is still mutter. It's in the first Mishnah Berurah, and it's in Reish Mem Zayin Sifkan Gimel. Reish Mem Zayin Sifkan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says in the first over there that even if they tell you they're going to do it on Shabbos, it is still mutter since you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos. Obviously, you cannot tell them to do it on Shabbos. That is Vaday Aser. Then it's definitely Kishlucho. However, if you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos, even though you know they're going to do it on Shabbos, as long as you gave it a time that they could do it on Friday, they could do it on Sunday, then it is permissible. That's what comes out of Sif Aleph. Siv Beis. Leaf Sola Vani Lotakin Akoris to fix these stones and beams for your house. Afilu Bebeito Shal Eina Yehudi Aser. Even if it is in the home of the Eina Yehudi, in the home of the guy, then it is Aser. Kevan de Letzarach Mechubarhu. Since this is also Letzarach Mechubarhu, and we said Mechubar is more Yoter Mefursam, that it's done, there's more of a problem, it's a stronger Maris Ayin, therefore it is a stronger reason to be Aser, and therefore, even if it's done in the house of the Goy, it'll be Aser. Vim also came Lo Yishakim Bebinyan, and if you did this, if you did this, you're not allowed to place them into your home. V'yeshomrim, the Ramah says, Dim Einim Mefursam Shusha Yisrael, Shari. If it's not Mefursim that it's Yisrael, then it will be permissible b'diyevet. So what's going on over here? So number one, in the Mechaber, when it says, Lisa Alvanu Takin Akoros Avil Beit HaShalein Yerudu Yiz Aser, what is this talking about? This is talking about, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkon Yudal, V'davka K'shavanim V'koros Heim Shal Yisrael. This is only talking about where the Jew bought stones and bricks and beams, and he gave it to the Goy to go fix up. So those are the stones, bricks, and beams of a Jew. In that case, then it's going to be a problem of Maris Ayin. But in a normal case like we have nowadays, where a Jew doesn't buy those things, he hires the architect, and the architect goes ahead and buys them, he is allowed to go fix those up and do those things in his house for sure, even though it's going to be on Shabbos, because it's not Mefursim that it's Shal Yisrael yet. That is all in Sif Katan Yud Dalet. Now, the Ramah here argued, the Mechaber said, you cannot be Meshakim if you do this, but the evidence you can't be Meshakim Vinyan. And then Ramah says, Yeshar Medim Einu Meforsim Shal Yisrael, Shari. What is the Ramah talking about? Is he only talking about over here in Siv Beis? Or is he even talking about Siv Aleph by the Dvar Shem Mechubar? If it's not Meforsim Shal Yisrael, then it should be Mutter. Meaning, is he talking about lechatchilo, or is he only talking about bidiyevid? And over here, surprisingly, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sikkun Yedzayin, Hayeshamrin Kaya Kulu. The Yeshomer is going on the whole thing. The Hainu Af Mechubar Gomer Lo Aser Begalal Glamas Al Bastama. The only time the Ramah holds that something done by Kablonas is Aser, it is only Aser if it's done Bistama de Bistama Shem Yisrael Nikar Alav. That Bistama people think that it belongs to a Jew. Avo Beyadu Alano She'enim Beforsav Abin Shem Yisrael. But if it's a known thing that this, if you know for sure that this house, no one knows it belongs to the Jew, it's not attached to the Jewish name at all, Lo Aser Bekibolas, the Ramah would matter even without getting into the fact that all are done Al De Kablon. Kablon. Once it's not before some Yisrael, then it will be mutter. The hadat zayin rama yeshomer al situ ma'avanim mishum debinyan mamish ein matzo. He said, okay, and he just says it's not so common that people don't know when someone's building a building. It's not shayach at all to the Jew, but if it would be a case, then the rama will be mekel. But even though the rama is mekel, the Mishnah Berurah is machmer and sipkot yedches. He says mamasha bekam achronim third line in the sphere on the dina tka yeshomer mazel in and situ ta'avanim. Only by Sittur and Avonim we accept this Vashur Degam Mechav Modul Zabazah. Achle Inim Mechubar Gufa, when you're talking Mechubar Gufa, Afilu and Binyan Omi B'makom Shein Yadu Ashu Shalom, even if it's a place that people don't know it belongs to the Jew, Gan Kein Ein Lahakel. You do not have the heter of this Ramah, he says. We do not pass in like this Ramah when it's talking about Lechatchila, about the Masha Binyan Mechubar. Only Bidyevit by these, Letakin Avonim, Letakin Akoros, then you would have this Bidyevit. But not in a case where it was Amamish working on the house and things like that. But nevertheless, we still have the hetter that we mentioned before, Alpi the Mishnah Berurah, when it's all done, Alpi the Kablanim. Okay, now, what happens if you call a fix-a-man? You call a fix-a-man who's a schir yom, he's a Kablan, he's paid to do the job, a plumber, electrician, once again, to come fix into your house, and he ends up coming on Shabbos. And they come on Shabbos, or stop, someone comes and wants to do work in your house on Shabbos. What do you do? He shows up at your door. So before we get to that, let's see Sif Gimel. In Bono Enam Yehudim Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbos B'Isser. If someone built a house for a Jew on Shabbos in B'Makom Isser, Nachon lahachmer shalol yikan tsubo. Then it's nachon lahachmer that one is not allowed to enter into this house. What's this lashon of nachon lahachmer? Why is it only nachon lahachmer? Since we saw early on, it's in Reish Mem Gimel. We saw before then that only when something was a mamish, a problem of Amir la'akum, when it's a problem of not mechzik shliach, then it was a problem. We said even bidyeved, then you're not allowed to get hana from the thing bichlal. But if it was only a problem of Maris Ayin, Mikar Adin was mutter, it was only an Isra Maris Ayin, so then Mikar Adin you were allowed to get Hana. So therefore over here, that's why the Lashon over here, the Mechaber, is only Nachol Nahachmer. Since over here we're dealing with Kablonis, which is only a problem of Maris Ayin, over here it is only Nachol Nahachmer Shalom Yikan Tzubo. The Ramah says, Mihu, Im Hisna Yisrael Ma'ena Yehudi Shalom Lassos Malacha B'Shabbos, but if a Jew makes it tonight with the guy, do not do malacha for me on Shabbos. V'ayinu Yehudi asov al korcho la meher la'ashim la'achto. But the guy does not listen to him. He wants to finish the work quicker. Ain lochush. Then you don't have to worry. So long as the Jew tell him, I don't want you doing this malacha on Shabbos. You told him not to do the malacha on Shabbos, even though he goes ahead and does it anyways. Ain lochush. You don't have to worry. Ayin l'kamen simin tuf kuf mem gimel. So over here we're dealing with b'di'evid when a Jew builds the house either kablanus when he was not supposed to, and we said over here, therefore it's only nachon lahachmer that he does not go into the house. But even though the mechaber passes nachon lahachmer, Mishnah Berurah sipan chaf writes v'achron katu debidyad leishisvah bekablanus al das rabbeinu tam umutu ladarba afilu ba'atzmo. He says over here when it's only a din of marasayin, one could be somach on the shita of rabbeinu tam who matters in the whole mikra. And he holds that it's muta yide kablonis, and therefore we could so somecham an bidyeved that one could live in the house. So let's say you know that your parents built the house yide kablonis. Let's say in a place where it was no problem. It was a problem of kablonis. There was a place that there was some schiriyom. Okay, whatever the problem was, it was a place there is a problem. It's not completely hatter. You know your parents built their house like that. You could still live in it, or you did it by mistake. You can still live in the house. The Mishnah Berurah says you can be somach on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But this is only by Maris Ayin. If somehow your house is built by Schira Yoms, and you hired the Schira Yoms to do the work, Afilu b'diavid, it would not be mutter to live inside the house, because Me'ikar din, you're not allowed to get Hana from such a house. Okay, that is the din over here in this case. What happens now if a worker comes? You protest, you told the worker not to come. What happens that now? So we have a Mishnah Berurah over here. Because the Ramah sounds like, so long as you told the worker not to come on Shabbos, he comes on Shabbos, you can go let him do fix your electricity, you can fix your plumbing, he can fix all your house on Shabbos, so long as you told him not to come. However, the Magen Avram does not like this so much. In Sifkan Bay's four lines in, he says, "V'ayin Magen Avram if shemefak fake meod bedin ze." The cave and shu mechubar v'havi milsa devar hesa ikachashada deroim shlo yado shisna. Since we're talking about davar mechubar, he's fixing your house. It's a milsa devar hesya. It's a chashad of people saying that they don't know that you made it tonight. V'cheni l'rabin nikashal ikaradin shalom Mordechai. V'alkein ein mahakal b'zeh. Therefore, one should not be meko el yira limchos lo ulmano mipula. So therefore, you should be protest against him and say, "No, you cannot work my house on Shabbos. Get out of here." You don't have to say it so meanly, but that's what you should say. V'katav eli rabba to be kol makom near shein tzarich liten lahem maus kadei shivsiku kadei kevan shibekach hisna mikelach nirsi lekachba. However, the eli rabba does write that if you told them not to come, they came anyways. And now they say, if you make us leave here on Shabbos and make us come back on Sunday or Monday, we're going to charge you for a visit, and you're going to have to lose money because of this. And that, the Eli Rabba says, you can be somech on the Ramah, and you don't have to be masim money. So we have it over here. Magen Avram is cholek mikar din on the Ramah. We have Eli Rabba says that, though, if one stipulated not to come on Shabbos and came anyways, you do not have to be masim mamon for it. Doesn't mean you have to still wait a day for your plumbing. If he says, "Okay, I'll come back," you just have to wait another day. We don't see over here that there's a heter, but for hefsed a mammon, then we do have a heter. So, however, this is only if you stipulated beforehand that he cannot come on Shabbos. That's only when you have this Eli Rabba. That's only when you have this Ramah to rely on. But if the Jew, the guy came on Shabbos without telling you, you never stipulated anything, over there you were even going to have to be mafsid mamon in order for him not to come work on your house on Shabbos. So the plumber comes, the painter comes, the electrician comes, all these people come to your house on Shabbos when you didn't stipulate anything beforehand, the handyman, the gardener, all these things are major issues of Maar Sayin. So if he comes on Shabbos, so it depends. If you told him not to come already on Shabbos, so still over here we hold, you have to send him away. Anyways, if he says, "I'm going to charge you for a visit," then and only then one has room to be meiko, to let him come in your house, not to be masid mum. But if he did not make this tanai hand beforehand, then he should not come on Shabbos, and he shows up to your door on Shabbos, then you have to tell the electrician, plumber, painter, handyman, gardener to go home, and "I'm sorry, you have to come back," and even if he's going to charge you money, that's going to be your loss. That's what we get over here out of Siv Gimel, and that's the major din of Kablonim. We'll get a little bit more in the next year.